Today is the start of Bava Kamma. Daf Beis. Today's daf is sponsored by the Silver family, Zecher Nishmas Zalman Menachem and Tuvia. Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay. We had to finish Nashim into the new world of Nezikin. Very, very new world. So we'll start, plow right in with the Mishnah. Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four, literally, fathers, I guess we'll call them categories, or main primary categories of Nezikin. What are they? And those are the ones that are written in the Torah. They are, number one is the shor, damage done by your ox. Okay, within shor, there's three categories. There is what is known as keren, which is goring, shein, which is eating, and regel, which is trampling. So first category is shor. Second category is bor. Someone digs a pub, you know, it's a public, basically a public nuisance, but they would dig a pit in the Rishus HaRabim. The Baal HaBor HaShchayav have to pay if somebody falls in or something falls in. Ve'hamaveh. Maveh is probably best left untranslated because it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel later on the Gemara, what maveh is. According to Rav, maveh means adam amazik. According to Shmuel, it's one of the categories of shor, it's shein. And he'll hold that shor, right? That shor that we mentioned beforehand is a different category of shor. I mean, he holds that I believe is regel. And then the last one is hever. Hever is fire. If you light a fire and it goes to somebody else's property and damages, that is chayev. So this is all talking about not a person who's doing damage by himself. It's a person whose money or his possessions or something that he owns or something he's responsible for goes out and does damage. So all these cases, you would be chayev. Remember, if a person does damage, then you have chayev for the five things. This is not talking about a person doing damage. This is talking about your property doing damage. So now the Mishnah wants to know, seems to be the Mishnah wants to know why you need each of these cases. Why can't you just have one and learn all the other ones from it? And the Mishnah says, Lo hare hashor kare hamave. The Rashi says, Lo hare hashor, if you see, first short line, he says, Klomar, I kasav rachman hashor. And the Torah just written the Nezek of Shor, Lo nafik mave. We learn out mave, which again we don't know exactly what mave is. Machlokas Rav Shmuel. Lo nafik mave minei. Va'amatu lahachi itzru lemichtov. And that's why you have to write each of them. So he says Lo rei shor karei mave, and also Lo rei mave karei shor. It doesn't give you what this distinction is. Tosfos points out distinctions are obvious. If it comes to a person, the distinctions are very obvious because the person is Nezek Sari, Bishav, and Boshe. It's a whole different halacha system. But so he says they're not similar, therefore you can't learn one from the other. And not only that, so just write Shor Amaveh. Velo ze veze, those are different. Seyish behem ruachayim, karea ish, she'embo ruachayim. That's different because there's, I guess, physical life. There is life, there's ruachayim by Shor and Maveh. If you hold Shor is Shor and Maveh is person, they both have life. And if you hold that shor is one aspect of shor, and mav is another aspect of shor, again, talking about a live item. So a live item is different. So a live item sort of has das, it sort of knows what it's doing. Maybe it's instinct, but it knows what it's doing, as opposed to eish, which is completely, opposed to eish, which is completely different. It's not a live item, it's not a live item. It's totally subject to the whims of the wind and everything else. It's not subject to its own das. The lo zev v'zeh have both the shor. The mav, all three, the shor, the mav, and the ish are different. Shadarkan lelechu lahazik. They go out and do the damage. But as opposed, they're just different, but they're different than bor. The kareya bor, she ain't darko lelechu lahazik. The bor doesn't go out and do damage. The nizak comes to it. And that's how the damage takes place. So they all have differences, and therefore you won't be able to learn one from the other. It's interesting. I think later on the Gemara says you can learn a memetz, you know, you take bor and one other, you can actually learn the other two. So I'm not exactly sure how that works out, but maybe we'll get to it later. He says, Hasadishavahen. So what is the common denominator between all these four primary categories of Nezek? Hatsadashavahen. Shadarkan lahazik, their derech, right? Their nature, their inclination is to do damage. Vishmirasan alecha, and you have an obligation to guard, to watch them. And therefore, kishihizik, if they do damage, chayev hamazik, tashlumi nezek, b'meitav haaretz. The damager, the mazik, is chayev to pay to the victim, the nizak, to pay, and if he's using karka, he has to use the best of his karka. Remember, karka is split up into three, it is Bailiness and Ziboris. So if you're going to use the karka, then you have to pay with the best. I mean, the value is the same, just whether or not it's more or less karka, or better fields. That is the Mishnah, basically. If he's going to, karka is mamon.
Yeah,
Car guy's value.
That's why he doesn't pay the money.
He says, if he's going to pay.
Oh,
if. Said, if he's going to pay. Rashi says, made the words. Me'idas nechasav yigavad me hazeko imrotze lefroelo karka. If he wants to pay him with karka, Rashi seems to indicate that the mazik has a choice. If he wants to pay karka, he pays karka. If he doesn't, he can. You know. Right. So I think the Muke Yosef or others say that no, he doesn't have a choice. If he only has karka, he pays karka. But otherwise, it's better to pay. The Nizak wants Kesef or he wants Metatlin because those are fungible, those are liquid assets.
Right.
He doesn't have to go deal with selling the karka. So that's the machlokas Rishonim. A lot of machlokas Rishonim. So, first thing, we come to Mishnah. Rashi says, why these four? What's the order? Hold to do about the order. Rashi says, Arba Avos Nezikin. He goes, Avos Kari Lahanach, the Ksiva Bikra Behedja. They're written explicitly in the Torah. That's why they're Avos. And then he says, Ashor Vabor, Rashi says. He says, Keseder Shein Kesuvin Beparisha. Sajjana Mishnah. The way they're written, why this order? This is the order of the Parsha. This is the order that's mentioned in Parsha's Mishpatim. This is the order of the of what's listed. That's what's listed this way. Tosos says, what are you talking about? This is not the order. Right away, Tosos says, this is not the order. Right? Tosos says, Perish Tosos V'ashor V'abor. He says, Perish B'kuntris. Keseder Shenichtavu B'parsha Sajjana Mishnah. He goes, but Afagav, however, Dilamanda Amar Tana Shor L'Raglo, as we said, Shmuel said. Shmuel said that Shor means the damage of Regel, which is trampling, or anything related to trampling. He says that Shor means Regel, and Mave means shame. Right? But Afagav Dilamanda Amar Tana Shor L'Raglo, he says, Lo Havi Keseder HaParsha, that it's not an order of the Parsha. De Regel Nafgalei Lon Yivisholach HaSabira. We'll see later on that Regel learned from the words Yivisholach HaSabira. Diksiv basar bor. That's written after bor. So then it should, if that's the case, it should be, according to him, it should be bor shor mave hever. Why is it shor bor? Mikol makom, nevertheless, Tosto says, I can answer for Rashi, because shem shor ksiv kodim b'parsha, dahayno negicha de keren. Because the concept of a shor doing damage is written beforehand. I mean, yes, not this particular type of damage, but the concept of shor, which is keren, which is goring, that's written beforehand. Why the shame makes a difference, I don't know. But that's what he's saying, the shame, shor, comes first. And then he says, okay, Ulaman damer mave ze adam, according to the man damer who says that mave, which is Rav's shita, that mave, which is listed third in the Mishnah, is adam hamazik, right? Afagav delo basa havarikziv. That's also not number three in the list. That's number four, because you have all the damages are written in Parshas Mishpatim, and Adam HaMazik, which we're saying is Mave, is written in Parshas Emor, which is a whole Chumash later. He says, Va'afagav, the Labasa Havarikziv, Parshas Emor, because it says, Maka Behema Yishalmenu, the Haina Adam HaMazik, he says, they didn't clash to change the Seder, he wants to keep the Seder of Parshas Mishpatim, and then why, he should keep the Seder of Parshas Mishpatim, why is it not last? So he says, Rabbi Natan Peres, to shame Adam Ksiv Parsha Kodem, because the content of a person is also written in the Parsha of Mishpatim, because it says there, Ki Yignov Ish Shor, Behu Echam Avos Naziki, the Ketonali Bebrais of the Gemara. Because they have Geneva there, Geneva, person stealing, it's also another one of the Avos Naziki, so it's still in order. Tosfos tries to say it's still in order. The Rashba says, it's not in order. So that doesn't agree with Rashi. The Rashba says, why is it listed in this order? It's listed in order of the commonality. What's more typical to happen? What happens more frequently? So he says the shore usually does damage, then there's the board, then there's a person. Person we'll see usually doesn't typically do damage. And then there's the ash, which is lighting a fire and having a burn, which is the least common. So Rashba says it goes in order of common. Okay. So all the shiurim that talk about Bava Kama are going to have to give a basic introduction, which is, what is the issue to do damage? It says lo tigno, you're not allowed to steal. It says a lot of things. Nowhere in the Torah does it say Usser, then it says an Isser to do damage. There's nowhere. So is there an Isser to be mazik? Granted, there's a clear of Tashlumin, right? We clear right away. You have to pay. But that does not necessarily translate into an Isser. How do we know that? Because there's a Gemara in Davav, we'll get to it soon. The Gemara in Davav that brings a case where you're permitted to do something, yet he is chayav to pay. So you look on, I think it's Rashi and Davav and Mabez on the top. Rashi Davav and Mabez says, this is an example. He says, the top Rashi says, Sharei kol adam yesh lo rishush b'kach. You have permission to do whatever is being spoken over there. Vim hizik chayev. Nevertheless, if you do the damage, you're chayev. So you see that just because you have a chiyev tashlumim doesn't necessarily indicate that there's an isser. It could be two separate things. So what is the isser about? What's the isser over here? So the Torah, in the beginning of Simon Shinai and Chasam Chosh Mishpah, which is the sugya of Nezikin, he seems to equate Nezikin with Gzela. So just like one is forbidden to steal, so too he's forbidden to do damage. Right? Now let us steal. So basically, you're not allowed to take away someone's property. So he expands that and says you're also not allowed to take someone's property via damaging that property.
Why is this included in the whole thing of dinar? You can't have a society without consequences.
No, there are consequences. You have to pay.
Okay.
You have to pay.
But
is it an avera? Did you do something? Did you? Is there an iser?
Is this an avera if you're sure goes and damages somebody, or is it just a monetary?
That's the question. That's the question. But there is no place in the Torah written that says that there's an iser. It just says there's an obligation to pay. And you prove from the Gemara Dav Vav, just because you're obligated to pay doesn't mean you did an iser. It's separate.
No,
it doesn't say an iser.
What?
It doesn't say in the Mishnah it's an Isser,
does it? Doesn't say anywhere it's an Isser. Right. So the Rishonim trying to figure...
Every single thing that we do is always connected to a mitzvah or an avera?
Sometimes, usually. I mean...
There's no machshava. And usually, I mean, it's usually an accident, isn't it? Or neglect or
Adamur, that's what makes that. Well, you have an obligation to watch, and if you don't do that, you violated that obligation. What obligation was that? Or by a person, we say Adamur Lolam. If you do it, Mezid, Ba'onis, Bishogig, you're Chayiv, no matter what. So, there.
Yeah, if you purposely didn't watch, purposely quote unquote, didn't watch the shore, and you didn't like somebody. And you make and he was going towards that person to attack him, and you didn't stop him. So really,
right? But what did you do? But that's not you. Then maybe that's Grumma. You have all these ideas. We have it the other way around. You have to say Grumma ben Nezakin is Potter. So you're not. There is no Chiyuv Tashlumin. But we say that you did something wrong. But what did you do wrong? What did you violate? What Isser did you violate? There's no Isser that says there's an Isser Nezek. So what Isser did you violate? The assumption is that you violated something, because actually, remember the Gemara Kedushin, the Membez, talked about in the Sugya, the ancient Sugya of Arvera, talked about the case of a guy who gives the fire to a Pikeach, and we said, oh, well, you chayev, he's a shlich, so you know, ancient Sugya of Arvera. So it's an Avera. But what is it? Just have to, what's the Avera? What did you violate? So the Torah says you violated all six of them, right? There's a Yad Ramon Bavabas who says that the Nezek is from the idea of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a person to damage him. So if you're not allowed to put a stumbling, literally, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a person to damage, obviously can't damage to begin with. You could cover home on that. There's a stipler, the first stipler in Bryce, the Kiddush Yaakov says, and he goes, Kiddush Yaakov has a footnote, says, oh, someone pointed out that's also a Rishash and Ksubas, that's a cover home from a Shavas Aveda. What's the halacha? The pasuk says, "Lo tuchal hisalein." You may not lift up your eyes because what happens? Then, if you don't return the item, the item gets lost. So, if you can't passively cause the item to be lost, you can't actively cause the item to get lost. Obviously, if you have all the yeshitas, it means it's a big child. What the issue is? Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos, it's like the first line in the Rabbeinu Yonah's Perish Maseches Avos. He says, similar to the Torah, that lo sigzol is a broad category that excludes nizakin. Right, but being you know, tries to explain most of the Torah of Sinai, and it says Torah Shabbaksav, Torah Shabbaksav, because if it wasn't for Torah Shabbaksav, you wouldn't know certain things by Torah Shabbaksav. So you would think that maybe he's talking about what Priya Tadar is, what Ayin Tachazayim, you wouldn't know with that. But he says, no, what do you mean? So how do you know Yechayah for damaging? Because it's in category of Geneva and Gazela. I heard from Rav David Miller, says that this idea is clear in the Me'iri, the introduction to the Me'iri in the Sugya. He breaks up the Masechas into four parts. And he says each Masechta is four parts. Basically, you have this first six prakim, seventh parak, eighth parak, ninth parak. That's all, you know, it's all broken up into different parts. So the first part is damage. He says nezek caused by your mammon causes a damage. And then the third part is damage caused by one's body. And he talks about damage caused by geneva, damage caused by gzela. So he's calling geneva and gzela damage. So you see that he says that the zikin is same thing, is part, it's a broad category. The idea is, I guess all four categories are listed as hezek, which shows that they're all components of one iser, which is depriving somebody of his property, how Rabbi Miller described it. By that, you can deprive somebody of his property multiple ways, by damaging it, by stealing it, by you damaging it, by your mom damaging it. So it's all part of one broad category. So basically you have the Me'iri lines up with Rabbi Yon in the Torah. That's an idea of theft, basically what it is. Okay. There then is the other thing that the raid is, we'll talk about the raid, because we was talking about Ezekiel, and we talked about Lo Makam. The other thing is, what generates the Chiyuv Tashlumin? Why are you Chayev? Which is what you started mentioning before. What makes you Chayev? So, take a step back. This is all, again, this is from Rav David Miller's theorem. So Doug Miller says that we have a concept we mentioned before, Adam Ulam Da'olam. A person is always responsible. That's what the Gemara says. A person is always responsible. The question is, even Ba'onis, is he responsible even Ba'onis? So the Tosos on Dachav Zayin Amabez says that Onis is not really complete. There are certain Onsim which he's not chayav for. If he calls an Onis Legamri, a complete Onis. For example, you quote Yerushalmi, someone goes to sleep, and then what you do is you sidle up right next to him when he's sleeping, and during his sleep he thrashes and he hits you or hits your object and damages it. That's an Onis Legamri, because it wasn't there when you started. So that's so the person gets, that's an Onis Gamri, so you would be pater. And he compares it to the concept of shomer. Right? The concept of shomer, the guardians or watching people, that the chiyuv, what's the chiyuv over there, Toso says? The chiyuv over there is that you did not properly guard yourself from causing damage. You have to be careful. You're a human being, you can cause damage, you have to guard yourself. So that's a similar to the same idea of the shomrim. They have to properly guard the item. There are different levels of what constitutes proper guardianship. So by shomrim, same thing by person, you have to guard yourself. But there's a Ramban, a famous Ramban on Daf Pei Beis and Bava Metzia, he says, but Adam Amazik, you're always chayev, even Ba'onis Gomer. The only p'tur you have is if there's contributory negligence. Somebody else is negligent, and that part of the damage, that allows you to be potter, and that's the case for the Yerushalmi. La'olam, you are v'yochayev. The case for the Yerushalmi was, somebody else put the item next to you when he's sleeping. They contributed to the damage, that's contributory negligence. So what's the reason why a person's chayev? It has nothing to do with Shemirah. It has to do with the fact that you did damage. If a person is mazik, you did damage. You did a maisa hazek, you're damaged. That's the damage. So this chakira, all the Gedolei Achronim, Rishon Zalman Mentzer, Rosh Hashkop, everyone quotes this chakira when it comes to mazik over here, Mabon Mazik, is the chiyuv because, number one, I did not watch or guard my item from inflicting damage, or the reason is that I'm responsible for the acts of my mammon. I'm responsible for it. If I did a proper shmir, then it's a patur. But the first step is I'm obligated to watch. So David Miller actually says, he says, this is a chiyuv l'achronim. He says it's clear in the Rishonim already. He pulls it out from the Rishonim. So he says, if you look on Rashi, on Daf Tes Amud Beis, and after this we'll move. He says, on Daf Tes Amud Beis, there's a Rashi, it says, by the Mishnah, he says, Shechafti b'shmiroso. First Rashi says, Shnischayafti l'shomro. I'm obligated to watch it. Clear, that obligation is I'm to watch it. And then he says, Lishna achrina, Hechrashti niski alayla hachshiru takim nisko. Klomar, Ani chayim v'shalim, for the nesek. Meaning, I'm just chayav to pay straight for the damage. We'll get to it after Mina in a moment. So he says that that's the two lashonos of the chakira are in this Rashi. So what's the he said? What's the nafka Mina? So Rav Miller quoted from Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg. Let's say there's a machlokas between the Baal Shor and the Nizak. Okay, my shore did damage to your shore. Clear. My shore damaged your shore. You damaged something of yours. I say that I did a proper shmira. You said I was poshea. I didn't do a proper shmira. There's no eidim. Who has to bring the proof? Right? Who has to bring the proof? So I claim I locked it, the gate, and you said I didn't lock the gate. So if you hold that the chiyuv is that you have to be shomerit, and if there's not a shmira, that's when you're chayiv, well, you have to prove that I didn't do the shmira. You're motzi mechavero. But if the chiyuv is that I'm liable for my mammon that does damage, and only if I did a shmir do I have a patur, well, it's clear as day my mammon did the damage. I have to prove a patur. I have to prove a patur. Well, then it's on me now to prove that I did the proper shmira, as opposed to you proving that that I did, because ain't suffic motzim mevadai. It's a supak as to whether or not I did the proper shmira. It's vadai did the damage. Okay, that's the introduction. That's all the raid had to say to be yotzei. Next, Gemara. The Gemara says. Gemara says, "Mitakatani avos mekladi ikatolados." The Gemara says, "Arba avos nazikim," which means primary categories. If they're primary categories, must mean the subsidiary categories. So the ikatolados. The Gemara asks, "Todos say in kayotze behen or lav kayotze behen?" Do the todos have the same halachos as the avos, or do they not have the same halachos as the avos? Rashi says, "What's the shaila?" He says, later on, he says, "Whether or not you have to pay." The Rif says, "What do you mean you have to pay? Of course you have to pay. If you don't have to pay, then what's the problem? If you don't have to pay, then they're not toldos. So he says, whether you have to pay the same way that you have to pay for the avos, meaning you have, do you have muad and tam? If muad pays nezek shalom, tam pays chati nezek. So that's probably what Rashi means. So other told us kayotzivhen or la kayotzivhen. So the Gemara is going to bring now different situations of avos and toldos and try to extrapolate from those avos and toldos to our case of avos and toldos. So where do we have avos and toldos? We have two places. We have Shabbos and we have Baituma. So first we're going to see by Shabbos. So the Gabi Shabbos, Tanan, by Shabbos it says, avos melachos arbonin chaser achas. The primary categories of melacha that you violate, if you violate Shabbos, you're chayev, are 40 minus 1, which means 39 melachos. Avos, since you have avos, michlal, the ika tolados. That implies that there are tolados, there are secondary categories. And there, toldosei kayotze behen, all the toldos have the same halacha as the avos, loshna av chatas, loshna toldo chatas. We know the toldos have the same halacha. If you violate the av, you chayav to bring a chatas, b'shogeg. If you violate the toldo, you chayav to bring a chatas, b'shogeg. Loshna tolo, av skila, loshna tolado skila. If you didn't have amazed, you violate Shabbos by the av, it's a tolda. You violate it's kares. You violate the tolda, it's kares. No difference. Tosis brings out what made the differences when it comes to hasra. What do you have to warn? Do you have to warn about the ab? To warn about the tolda? The Tosis seems to indicate that you're supposed to try to make the warning as specific as possible. If you tell the person. We know that it's the violent, this category, it's still going to be specific, it's still going to be hasra. So that's so there's no difference between the av and the tolda. So the Gemara says, so what's the nafkimina? So if there's no difference in av and tolda, why do we have av and tolda? What's the difference? So nafkimina, just for the specific halacha. The ilu avit shtei avos bahadei hadadei. Let's say I violated two different avos, bishogig, with the same helim. I forgot today was Shabbos. I didn't know if they were Shabbos, and I did Bishul, I did Boer, the same forgetfulness. So therefore, Ba'ahad Yadadi, Inam Ishtei Toldos, Ba'ahad Yadadi, Mechai Ba'kol Chad V'chado. Or two Toldos, I forgot, it was Shabbos, and the two Toldos, two separate categories, then you Chayev Ba'kol Achas V'achas, Kol Chad V'chad, you have to bring a Chatos for each of them. But the Ilu Avid Avid Toldo today, Lo Mechai Ba'lachado. The difference is, if I violated an Av and a Toldo, of the tolda of that av, so it's two malachos, but it's in the same category, then I only have to bring one chatas. That's the nafkamina. But avos and toldos are kiyotze behen. It's the same halacha. So the Gemara just asks, will Rabbi Lezer demechayev at tolda b'makam av? Rabbi Lezer holds that if I violate the av and its tolda in the same helem, the same forgetfulness, I do bring two korbanos. It is two separate ones. So according to him, then, what's the difference between av and tolda? We just said that is our difference between av and tolda. He doesn't have that difference between av and tolda. So amai kari le av, amai kari le tolada. What's the difference? Right, and we always say tolda. I think the proper pronunciation is tolada. Okay? So why dikto? I don't know. But that's what seems to see in all the places that have nekudos. So he answers, hach to have a mishkan chashiva kari le av, hach to lo have a mishkan chashiva kari le tolda. So the hope to do it to Girsa, but basically our Girsa seems to indicate that which was done in the Mishkan is categorized as the Av. Something similar to that, but it wasn't done in the Mishkan, is categorized as the Tolda. There's no difference really, it's just a historical difference basically between the Av and the Tolada. Bottom line is, you see from this case that the Av and that the Tolda is Kayotzeben, as the Tolda has the same halachos as the Av. But, so that would answer our question, say that the Tolda of, the Tolados of Nezek had the same halacha as the avos of Nezek.
The same punishment. So why
same tree of tashlum.
Right. So why is there a distinction between av and tolada based on that?
Because what's written in the Torah is an av. Rashi said right in the front. First Rashi says avos kari lahanach t'ksivei b'kra, because that's how we make it a category. So categorizing based on.
There's no difference in terms of.
So we're going to find out. We're not done yet. So gabe tumas tnan, but when it comes to tuma, we have the halacha as follows. Avos, which is a mission, this is the first mission in Kalim. Right? Avos, which is funny, because Bava Kama is actually one long Masechta. It's Masechta Nezikin. It's 10 Parakim Bava Kama, 10 Parakim Bava Metzia, 10 Parakim Bava Basra. Kalim has a Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. It's also 30 Parakim. So the first Mishnah of the longest Masechta in Nezikin is called the first Mishnah in Kalim. I thought that was cute. Okay, Tanan. So you have three avos of tumas. There are three avos of tumas over there. What are they? They're the sheretz. Avos of tuma means that they're the prime category. That's the sheretz, right?
I think you call it the avos.
Okay, but that's separate. That's avos of tuma. The primary categories of avos are sheretz. That's one of the eight shrotzim that's mentioned in Parsha Shmini, that they died. Their nevelah is metamei if someone touches them. The hashifla zera, liquid bodily liquid fluids that flow out. If someone touches them, those are avos tumas, you become a rishon. Utame mace, someone who touches a mace, which is the avi avos tumah, as mentioned before. If someone touches a mace, he becomes an av. So that is the three avos tumah. And the halacha is todoseyem lav kayotze behen. Their secondary categories are not kayotze behen, because what the av touches does not become an av, becomes a rishon. What's the difference? Dilu av metame adam v'kelim, because on the raisa level, an av has the power to be metame a person and utensils. Dilu tolados, but the tolado, which becomes a rishon, ochlin umashkin metame, can only metame food items, but adam v'kelim lo metame, can't be metame a person and kelim. Yes, we wash our hands, because we do rabbanon, we say yadayim maskani l'seim, and therefore they become a rabbanon of sheni, and that's why, one of the reasons why we do tilus v'dayim, but midor raisa, an av can only a rishon cannot be metame adam v'kelim. So you see, so hachamai. So what's the story over here? We have two examples of avos and tolados. One example says the tolada is like the av. One example says the tolada is not like the av. So what's the story in the third case? Why the in our case of nezek? So Amar Rapapa says yesh mehen kayotze behen, yesh mehen lav kayotze behen. There are certain toladas of nezakin that are like the avos, and there are certain tolados that are not like the avos. That's what Rapapa says. I got to figure out what that case is. So that's basically not going to be end. I think the end of tomorrow's daf. The answer, in sneak preview, the answer is going to be what's called sroros, which are pebbles that shoot out from the animal walks, but we have to get there. So Gemara now is going to try to explain the words of Rav Papa. It's going to quote a brisa, and it's going to continue, it's going to learn through that brisa until eventually we get to the answer, which I believe is either tomorrow or maybe even Shabbos. I'm not sure. Okay. So, Tana Rabbanan, learned in a brisa. Shalosh avos ne'emru b'shor. When we say shor is a prime category. There are three prime categories of nezek that's done by the shor, which are what? Keren, which is goring, shein, which is eating, and regel, which is trampling or stomping. So keren minalon. How do we know the concept of keren? Well, how do we know that? The Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim. Full pasuk is, ki yigach shor es ish o es isha. If a shor does negicha. So how do we know that negicha is keren? It's with the horn. How do we know that's what it is? That it's goring with the horn. So Shenemar, so Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, it says, Vayaslo Tzidkiyahu ben Kinana Karnei Bazel. He made these iron horns, Vayomer, and he says, Ko Amar Hashem be'ele tinagach ha'aram. With these horns, I'm going to gore Aram. This is actually talking about, this is a Navi Sheker, who's telling the king that Hashem's going to knock down Aram. So he makes these golden horns. It says, with these horns, Hashem's going to gore. So you see that horns and goring go together. So that's what same passage by us. It says ki yigach, it's being done with the keren.
Why isn't that an av instead of a
torah? It is an av.
No, keren's
not an av. Yes, it is. Shalosh avos nemru b'shor. Keren, shein, v'rega. If you hold like Rav, then all three are subsumed on the shor.
Correct.
If you hold like Shmuel, then you have to deal with it because that's the one that's left out. But because he says it's going to be regular and shame. But we just the Bryce now says there are three avos by shore. One of them is Karen.
You started arba avos nizikim.
Right,
sure.
So this Bryce is explaining.
And then another
av. Yeah, the three. The Bryce. It's exactly the lashon of the Bryce. Shalosh avos nemru b'shore. There are three avos in the category of shore.
Sure.
The three avos.
And then we have totals of that.
Sure. Right. We have totals of that.
Is Mava included?
Sorry.
Is Mava one of these three?
So it's a machlokas later on what mava means. Actually, it was best to leave it undefined. Mava is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says mava is Adam. Shmuel says that mava is Shane. Is Shane. Okay, we'll get to that machlokas later. So carry me on. Okay, so it says va'od and ve'omer, another pasuk that proves that negicha is by keren. It says bechor sheor hardalo v'karnei re'im karnav behem amim yinagach keren and negicha. So that's goring. So nothing more. It says just sidesteps. Okay, why do I need both pasukim? My va'omer. Why I need the pasuk from Navi and the pasuk from? That's another question. Why did you bring the pasuk from Chumash first? So my va'omer. So the Gemara says. Maybe you would have said that divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah yafinan. I don't want to learn halachos, d'oraisa halachos from halachos brought down by Navi. The Gemara says, so therefore tashma b'chor sharo hadralo hay melefu. You're not learning any halachos from it. Gilim milsim amu. We're only brought to Pasuk in Malachim, not to teach you halacha. It was basically used as a dictionary. It just basically to tell us what the word means. Not that we're learning halacha from, it's just a proof of the word. So that can't be the reason that you have the Navi Pasuk and the Chumash Pasuk is to teach you that you, maybe if you can't learn it from Navi, it's not learning halacha. It's learning out a definition. So Ella, so rather you would have thought, Mayo de Tema, you would have thought, Ki Poligrachmana Bain Tam Limuad Hani Milai Bit Tulusha. There is a distinction when the shor does negicha, the shor gores, right? You know, like we all know that the first three times, or two times, the machlokas, the first three times we'll say it's considered a tam. And it's a tam, it only pays chatzi nezek. If it is a, after the third time, it becomes a muad, it pays full nezek. There's also a distinction if it kills the first three times, whether there's a misa to the balim or a balim or not. So you would have thought that the distinction between Tam and Muad would only exist if the Keren was sort of separated. What's the case in Malachim? It's not a case of the Keren on the shore. It's, he made a separate horn. So you would have thought that the case to separate between Muad and Tam is if there's some sort of, I don't know how the Matzias is exactly, but I guess there's horns on the ground, the animal picks it up, puts it in his mouth, and gores with that. That's very Mashunah. So the first three times you have Tam, and the fourth time it'd be a Muad. But if it gores naturally with its own horns, you would say it's always a Muad, because that could be more typical. So therefore the Pasuk says, Bechor Sharo Hardalo Vikarnei Re'im Karnav, his own horns. Even his own horns have the distinction between Tam and Muad. It doesn't answer your question, Shia, to just bring the Pasuk and Chumash and be done with it. Why do you have to bring both? Like just flip it around.
It's the question we always have. I know. Why would they ever bring it? And what did they do for the first couple hundred years before they had it?
Well, this is just us trying to figure out. They knew the definition. We're trying to figure out the definition.
Well, right. We're trying to bring it to a proof.
We're trying to prove that what the definition
and
means.
They knew the true Torah.
Right. Anyway, so question. So that's fine. So now we know that there's a makor, there's a source for keret, which is one of the avos of shor. So tolad the Karen mahi. So what's a tolada? What's a secondary category of Karen? Karen means doing damage. So he says negifa, which I guess means sort of like pushing on. Neshicha is biting. Revitza is squatting, and biita is kicking. So all these are just items that the short does to damage. He doesn't get any hanar benefit from it, and he's just damaging. So the Gemara says maishna negicha the kar le'av. Why is negicha called the av? Again, we're all trying to get to the point to try to figure out the main question of where Tolada is like the Av and where it's not. But on the way, we're asking all these side things, which adds to our understanding of these Avos. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Negicha the Kari Av. You call the Brisa called Negicha an Av. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yigach Shor Es Isha Es Isha. And therefore, it's considered Negicha. But Negifa, which is pushing, which you said is a Tolada, Namiksiv. It also says negifa in the pasuk. The pasuk says ki yigov shor isa shoreil. When it comes to hitting a person, it calls it negicha. When it comes to hitting another shore, it calls it negifa. So why is negicha the av and negifa the tolda? So the Gemara says, now in Lashna Torah, hai negifa negichahi. Negifa and negicha are synonyms in the Torah. They both mean scoring. In the Mishnaic Hebrew, it's separate. In the Torah, it's the same thing. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that says Pasuk b'negifa v'siyah b'negicha. The Torah opens, I mean, the first pasuk is ki yigof shor. That's how it started. V'siyah b'negicha, and then it ends b'negicha. And then it says onoda kishor nagachu. So the same pasuk to teach us lomer lecha zohi negicha. That's negicha. In biblical Hebrew, it means the same thing. It's negicha. So maishna got. So then, okay. So then, why does the Torah change the language? Why does one use the lashon negicha and one use the lashon negifa? If it means the same thing, just use the same language. So, Maishla Gabi Adam Dixiv Ki Yigach, Maishla Gabi Behemoth Dixiv Ki Yigof. What's the difference? The Gemara says, very fascinating, Adam the Isle Mazla Ksiv Ki Yigach, Behemoth the Lesle Mazla Ksiv Ki Yigof. A person who has Mazel, we'll leave that for a moment, person who has Mazel, therefore it writes Negicha, and an animal that doesn't have Mazel, it says Ki Yigof. So, what's this Mazel thing? So, you look at Rashi. It's the first Rashi of the wide lines. The first Redeemer Maskil, at the end of the first line. Adam de Isle Mazla, Sheyeshlo Das Lashmoras Gufo. A person, unlike a 3-year-old kid who'll jump into a gorilla pit, but a person usually has Das to try to avoid damage. So there, Ksiv Ki Yigach. It says ki yigach, because yigach, Gemara assumes, is a real kavana in the shor. Therefore, ki yigach, the vadain is kavin hashor lehara ubala bikoach. The shor had to have real intent and know what it's doing, because a person usually can get out of the way. But in this case, the shor, in order to get the damage, he had to do negicha. Aval negifa have mashna shemitzao omed v'dachwa b'karnav. Negifa's mashna just happened. It was just standing there, and he just pushed it away. It pushed him. So a person that's with torns. Sorry? No, but Nagifa is with the... We just said Nagifa is with the horns.
But it's not the gory way it normally walks and does.
Well, we'll get to that. But it's not regular because it's not normal. It's not normal to take the head and smack it into somebody.
With the feet, you're kicking with your feet.
What, regal? See, that's not the definition of regal. We'll see that in a minute. Okay, that's one answer. He says, Shematso omed v'dachofo b'karnav. It saw him standing there and then pushed him with its horns. That's Nagifa. Lish nachrina was another lashon of mazal. Isle mazala ve'ena noach lahamiso b'negifa tehi dechifas keren me'at. Mazal means that it can't really die from this because it's a softer goring. Negifa is a softer goring as opposed to ele b'negicha b'koach u'b'kavana u'b'tchivas keren aguf. It's with koach and with intent, and it's like really digging in with the horns. So that's the difference between negicha and negifa. That's the difference. And the Gemara then says, "Umilsa agav orcha kamash malan," and by telling us that there's a difference between a person and an animal, it teaches us a side halacha. The side halacha being demuad la adam having muad lebehema. If a shor has killed or done that, has killed a person three times, a gore three people, then therefore have muad lebehema. It's considered muad lebehema, and if it therefore gores an animal afterwards, it has the halachas of a muad. But luad lebehema, if it gored an animal three times, lo havi muad l'adam. It's not considered muad to an adam, therefore if it gores a person the next time, the fourth time, it would have the lachas of a tam, because it's separate, because it's much more difficult apparently, because the adam has mazel, it's much more difficult for the animal to do a goring, a negicha or a negifa, to a person. Tosos just points out that there's a machlokas also, what happens, here's with Tosos. He says, a feel le Tosos umilsa, agav orche. Because a filler of papa the amal kaman b'shor shenagach dal vehei, that's the name of the pasuk, demuad la adam. And if you muad to adam, stam alo have muad la behema, that then you will not be muad to behema. But here we seems to say muad la adam is muad to behema. It says haynu dafka shenagach gimel bnei adam. It was nogeach three different people. Debahachi lo have muad la behema. If you did three different people, it's not muad behema. Aval nagach, our case is nagach adam b'shor v'chamor. If it does three different types, and including the three different types is an adam, the havi migimel minim havi muad l'kol. Then it'll be muad l'kol. It's only answer according to Rav Papa. Aval nagach shor v'chamor v'gamal lo havi muad l'adam. Then you won't be muad l'adam because they are the three different types that not include a person. Pasuk pshat, the way we described it was, if you gored a person three times, you're muad to a behema. Rav Papa says if you gore a person three times, you're not muad the behema. So what's the difference? So there, his case is, if you gore three different categories, a chamor, a gamal, and a person, then you're muad for all animals as well. Okay. Bottom line is, we had the three tolados. We had tolados of Karen. We had tolados of Karen. Tolados of Karen, we said, were negifa, neshicha, revitzu, beita. No difference between them and anything else. So the Gemara says, okay, but the Gemara now asks similar to you saying, Neshicha, biting, why is that considered a told of Karen? Neshicha, told of the Sheni. That should be a told of Shane. You eat the food, you bite, you're using your teeth. That should be a told of Shane. He says, no, because what's the category of Shane? Shane is Shane, Yesh Hanal Hezeka. When the animal does the damage of Shane, he's getting benefit. He's eating, so he's getting a benefit. Neha Einanal Hezeka. Here there's no benefit for the Hezeka, it's just stop biting. There's no hazek, there's no benefit. So the Gemara says, okay, what about revitzo beito tolada de regal? But squatting and kicking should be a tolada of regal. Regal means trampling. So squatting and kicking are things done with the foot. It's trampling or things done with the foot. So that should be a tolada of regal. There's no. What's the category of regal? Lo, regal hazeka matsui. Regal is that it's a typical type of damage. Hani ain't hazeke matzoi. This is not matzoi. This is not standard. It's not typical, and therefore it's different. So unless you had, it's not considered. That's not a tolada of regal. It's a tolada of keren. So the Gemara goes back now to Rav Papa. Ella Toldoseyan, Lav Kayotze Behenda Amra Papa, Ahai. So Toldoseyan, Kayotze, or not, what are you talking, on which does it go? We had all these lists of Tolados, of Karen. So which one of them, you said that some Tolados are like the Av and some Tolados are not like the Av. All these that we just mentioned, which are not like the Av. All right. Toldoseyan, Lav Kayotze, Behenda Amra Papa, Ahai. On which are we talking about? Ile Mahani, if we're talking about all these Tolados of Karen, Maishna Karen de Kavanas Lahazik. What's the concept of Karen? Karen is that the item, the object, your shore, had kavanah to damage. Vima moncha, it's your money, it's your obligation. Vishmirasu alecha, and you're supposed to, and your responsibility to guard it. So Hanitolab is nami kavanas on lahazik and moncha shmirasan alecha. These items also, it's your money, it's the same thing, it just damages in a different way. So why would you say there's a different halacha? So Ella, rather, toldada de Karen, ke Karen, kaamara papa. Talada de Karen ke Karen. The Tolda of Karen is like Karen, no question. Remember, what Papa said, some Toladas are like the Av, some Toladas are not like the Av. So the Toladas of Karen are all like Karen. That's not. They're all like the Av. So what is it? A key Amar Papa. So maybe what Rav Papa said, that Yesh Mehen Lavka Yotze Mehen, that's talking about Al Shein Veregel. That's talking about the Tolada of Shein Veregel. Okay, so now we go on to the next category, Shein Veregel. We go through the same process. So Shein Veregel, Hechek Siva. Where is the Torah write the concept of Shein Veregel? So the Brisa quotes, but the Pasuk of Mishpatim, the full Pasuk is, Ki Yavir Ish Sadeh Ocherem, Bishilach as Bi'iro, U'bi'er B'sei Acher, Meitav Sadeh U'meitav Karmo Yusholem. So it says, Ki Yavir Ish Sadeh Ocherem, Vishilach as Bi'iro. What's Vishilach? It says, Vishilach Zeher Regel. That's the Regel damage. Shilach is Regel. V'chein Hu Omer, what's the proof? The proof is, and this is also in Melachim, it says, Mishalchei Regel Hashor V'chamor. You have Lashon of Shalach and Regel of the Shor and the Chamor. So Shilach is Regel, it's already in the Pasuk. Ubir Zohashain. And the Pasuk also said, Ubir B'stei Acher. Bir is the damage of Shein. V'chein Omer, how do I know? Again in Melachim, it says, Kasher Yiva'er Hagalal Atumo. When you Yiva'er the Galal. The galal is the tooth, because some Rashi says a galal haynu shein she pa'amim migule upa'amim mechuseh. Sometimes it's revealed and sometimes it's not. You smile, it's revealed. You frown, it's not revealed. So sometimes it's revealed, sometimes it's not revealed. So therefore, we have the concept. We know the concept. We daraisa of shein viregel. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Again, the Gemara is still in the midst of trying to figure out what Rav Papa said. The question was: are tolados like the av, or are they not like the av? We brought two different sources. So Rav Papa says, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Which way, in which case is it not? We just said that by Karen, it's certain the Tolada is like the Av. And now we're going to discuss the Toladas of Shein Veregel. Okay, we'll stop here. Rechaim Akash Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hazak Yisrael.